540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee police are investigating a deadly shooting that left two men dead near 12th and Concordia last night. Police say the men, ages 24 and 28, were found dead just after 5:30 and both died at the scene. Police say they're not searching for suspects but want to hear from anyone who may have seen something. A Milwaukee man is facing big fines and dozens of citations for dumping tires on the city's north side. Investigators say Dennis Bowen was seen on camera unloading hundreds of tires at a vacant lot last year. He told the DNR that he knew it was against the law but said high disposal fees led him to do it. Bowen now faces over $50,000 in fines and restitution, plus two more dumping charges elsewhere. The owner of that site has already spent thousands trying to clean up the mess. An update on that UWM Cultural Center story from a few weeks back. Students are now protesting the consolidation of eight spaces into one. The students cite a lack of input and are calling for a pause to the plan. UW-Milwaukee wants to consolidate eight cultural and resource centers, including the Black Student Cultural Center, the LGBTQ plus resource centers, and others, into a single student hub on the ground floor of the student union. The university says all current staff will stay on with similar roles, services will continue, and the new space aims to improve access and student outcomes. Students worry it'll erase each center's unique identity. A criminal ending in Waukesha. Two Waukesha massage spas are closed after police say they were linked to an alleged prostitution and money laundering scheme. Yuan Yuan Spa and 7 Day Spa are expected to stay closed while investigators work through search warrants and comb financial records. Fox 6 reports arrests have already been made, but prosecutors are still weighing if and how to file criminal charges. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Giannis says he's almost ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo held a press conference during the NBA All-Star Weekend in L.A. and was asked how his calf injury is coming along.
I feel good. I feel 100%, to be honest with you. I just got to check the boxes, right? So I got to do things. Now I got to get on the court. I got to play some one-on-one, 3-on-3.
The Bucks return to action Friday in New Orleans against the Pelicans. In college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Ohio State to play the Buckeyes 7:30 tomorrow night. The Badgers now 18-7 after beating Michigan State. At the Winter Olympics, Wisconsin speed skater Jordan Stoll's next event coming up this Thursday morning in the 1,500-meter race. Stoll setting a new Olympic record of just 33.7 seconds in the 500-meter over the weekend to earn his second gold medal.
Yeah, it feels amazing to do it in a distance that's right, a much closer margin, but I'm super thankful to have two golds.
That's speed skater Jordan Stoll's. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies and unseasonably warm again today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Not as warm on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. Look for rain to develop at night. Right now, it's 40 degrees.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.